We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Lush and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Continue to discuss different items, garments, etc., that a woman is able to go out with on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a problem of Hotzah. Yotzav is Sela Sha'al Hatzinis. Sela is a coin, and it says that if a woman has a wound on the sole of her foot, she's allowed to go out with a Sela, with a coin, which is used as a remedy under the foot. Could have some type of callus on the foot, and this is put underneath. That is not considered you would bind it around the wound. That's not considered hotza. Habanos kitanos yotos bechutin ve'afilu bekismin sheba oznehem. Young girls, they would pierce their ears, but they weren't ready for earrings, so they would put something in their ears in order that the hole would not close up. So either chutin, either threads, or kismin, which are small twigs. They're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos, even though that's not jewelry. We're not afraid that they're going to take them, that if they fall out, that they're going to pick them up, because they're of very little value. So they're allowed to go out with it, and they would keep them in there all the time. So it's not like they would take them in and out, and therefore they're permitted to go out with them on Shabbos. Arvios, Arabian women, yotzos ru'ulos, are able to go out when they are veiled. Arabian women would dress very modestly. They would cover their heads, not only that, but their faces as well, and all you could see were the eyes. So here, if this is what they normally would wear in Rosh Hashanah, Jewish men as well, living in Arav, living in Arabia, would be able to go out with that on Shabbos. We're not afraid they're going to take the veil off, because out of modesty, they would normally keep it on, only their eyes being seen. We're not afraid this is considered a regular clothing. Umadios, Median women, Prufos, they can go out with a Prufos. Prufos is where their jackets, their blouses, their jackets, their cloaks are fastened over their shoulders. Now, this is going to be continued in the next Mishnah. What the Mefarshim describe that the word the Bar Tanur says that Prufos means Mechaberes, where it's attached. Something is fastened. So, what's happening here? So they would use, instead of a button, sometimes you'd use like a makeshift button, a nut, a coin, a stone. We'll see there's a difference between a coin on the one end and a stone and a nut on the other. But they would put this on the opposite shoulder, and they would have a strap across, and they would tie it on as if it were a button. They would tie the strap on that. So even though this is not a regular button, nonetheless, since it's what they would normally wear, they were not afraid that they're going to take it off. This is a regular, this is used as a button, and therefore it's not considered carrying. And then the Mishnah says, V'chol Adam. And the Mishnah is telling us that this is true not only when we speak about Arvios, the Arabian women going out Ru'ulos where they're veiled, or the Madios going out Prufos with this makeshift button is allowed. It's true when it comes to all people. El Shed Dibru Chacham Bahove. The Chacham was simply talking about what was normal, what was customary in Arabia and in Media, respectively, but this would be true. This is considered a garment for anyone, and it's not considered Hotzah. Paraglav Mishnah Zayin. So now the Mishnah tells us about this Porefes. Porefes al ha'even v'al ha'egos v'al ha'matbeah. So when we speak about these loops, the straps that you're looping around this makeshift button from the previous Mishnah, and it's not considered carrying, because we're not afraid you're going to take off that, you're going to take off the button, because that is used as a button, whatever it is. It's true when it comes to using a stone as a makeshift button, an ego is a nut, or a matbea, or a coin. Uvavad shlo tifrof lechatchila b'Shabbos. As long as you don't fasten lechatchila on Shabbos, it has to be done prior to Shabbos, that she's already wearing it this way, that the strap is looped on to or crossed to the shoulder on this over the button before Shabbos, and then she's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. But to lechatchila fasten this strap, loop it around the button on Shabbos, and is not allowed. And the Mefarshim say that's only in reference to the matbea, the coin. When it comes to the Evan and the Egos, those you're allowed to fasten on Shabbos as well. What's the issue with using the coin? So the answer is because a coin is muktzah. And if you don't button it up before Shabbos, so then you're going to be moving muktzah. Now, why should a coin be different than, let's say, take the stone, a rock, for example, we know is also muktzah. But there's a difference between a stone and a coin. A stone has no value at all intrinsically. So when a person takes a stone and says, I'm using this as a button, so the likelihood is that he's going to continue using it as a button as part of this garment. And therefore, it's no longer muktzah. And that's why if you put it on the garment, we assume it must be non-muktzah, using it as a button, and therefore you can strap it on l'chatzchila on Shabbos. A coin, the likelihood is that you're not going to continue using it as a button. So if you haven't set it aside, if you haven't tied it on yet before Shabbos, so then you're going to be moving. You haven't looped it on yet. They're going to be using it at. You're going to be moving muktzah. Only when it was already tied on, and now the question is whether you're carrying or not. We don't assume you're carrying. But to move it lechatzchila on Shabbos to tie it on, that is not allowed. Of course, if before Shabbos you designated the coin permanently as a button, so then it's no longer muktzah. That would be allowed. And that would be true. Let's say you tied it to the garment before Shabbos. And it's completely attached to the garment. So that also would be okay. As opposed to when we speak about a rock, a stone, so there already, I have a stone and I plan on using it for this purpose, so it doesn't have to be designated forever. Now, when it comes to muktzah, the point of the Mishnah is that the coin is considered currency all the time, and because of that, we would view this in a very different light than it comes to a bone, to a rock.